Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So a librarian in the state of Maine is going viral. And the reason that she's going viral is because she posted a cute, funny little video about a book that got returned 46 years after the due date.
46?
46. The book was due on August 10th, 1979, and was just turned in. Here's audio from her video.
Hey, everyone. It's Miss Amy from Camden Public Library. And today, I came back to the library after having the weekend off to find this book, Bunches and Bunches of Bunnies, by Louise Matthews, and pictures by Jenny Bassett. This was published in 1978 and was taken out of the library in August of 1979, and it was returned because someone found it this weekend. And it's actually a really silly, cute little book.
She is adorable.
She is.
A really cute and silly little book.
Okay. We talked about something very similar, a couple months ago, when a book had been returned to a library that was like 80 years old, had been checked out like 80 years prior. And I said, I know on the surface this seems very cute, but I think it's more of a look at me moment. Mm-hmm. Like, A, look what a good person I am. B, somebody talk about me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the book itself was something like the 1940s guide on how to talk to kids or something like that. Like,
right.
It certainly wasn't something that people are going to be like, oh, thank God it's back.
Right, right.
Oh, we've been looking everywhere, high and low for this.
Yeah.
And at that time, we said, we believe that they are going to be copycats.
And here we are.
And here we are.
And here we are with this woman going now viral. I mean, there's tens of thousands of views on her video of people that also think it's adorable. It's so funny. So funny.
It's a really silly story.
Bunches and bunches of bunnies. So I also think that this is fake. I think that she made this up.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we agree on this.
Right.
But I think about it for a different reason.
Oh.
One, there's part of that video where she like really kind of hosts it like she's on Reading Rainbow or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to tell us. You tell us the title. That's fine. The author, nobody cares. The illustrator, people care even less. When it was published, Diane, no, you're wasting
time. Miss Amy.
Miss Amy, you're wasting our time. Okay. But, and I haven't done this yet. Okay. I haven't seen this video. All I've done is just found the audio.
Okay.
But I did find a link to her video. I have not clicked on it yet.
Okay.
It's all going to come down to what does this woman look like?
Really?
Oh, boy.
And what is that going to determine?
Okay. If she's young, if she's even remotely cute, this was fake.
What does she sound like?
Very old.
She sounds kind of old.
Yeah.
But
she's also on Instagram.
Yeah. And I know some cute women who have like mousy voices.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
So if she's young and she's even remotely cute.
Also,
she's a clout chaser with this. And this is, she found this book and just made up a BS story.
Also, like, if you are the library lady.
Yeah.
You kind of have to have a mousy voice. Like, she might be putting that on too.
Because you're staying quiet.
Right.
All
right. But I mean, like, to be Miss Amy.
Yeah.
Miss Amy can't talk like me.
That's true.
You know?
No. Ugh. Be like, I said be quiet. I would never go in the library. All right, you ready? We'll click on it. I'm going to pull it up on the monitors here in the studio.
Okay.
All right, here is what she looks like. Oh, this story is 100%
true.
100% true. I knew it.
Never been true. Nothing's ever been truer. That is the only person that's never told a lie.
This is first of all, the oldest person I've ever seen. Second of all, she's got bangs and her little gray hair is pulled into a ponytail.
And you know what? She learned to get on Instagram because her godson, Tyler.
Yep.
Because she never doesn't had have any kids.
No, I know.
She couldn't.
Yeah.
She and her husband tried. He passed away, sadly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. But she's okay. She's doing okay. They had a really good, long life together. She's grateful.
And how many times during his eulogy did the phrase, the power of books, come up?
He wasn't a big reader.
Ironic.
Yeah.
You know, opposites attract.
She actually didn't do any of this until he passed away.
Oh.
This is how she fills her time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what she says?
Huh.
My books are my babies.
Yeah, this story is 1,000% true.
Okay. And you know what? They do seem like silly little bunnies. I'm sorry we said anything else. Miss Amy deserved better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.